Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, 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 what's going on, my beautiful people? I hope all is well with you. You know what's up. Come on in the room. Yes, come on in the room. Come on in that kitchen of ours. Yes, you know our fancy kitchen, girl. We got it updated, baby. Yes, we did. We finally got it updated now. It looks really nice. Well, come on in, honey, and grab you something to drink, something, some tea, some coffee, maybe a glass of water, whatever floats your boat, right? And just come on in our room. Yes, in our room. Find your special chair or couch and go ahead and sit down and get comfortable. And girl, you know what's up. Come on, take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Come on, one more time. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, Queens! Happy New Year, Kings! Yes, I know I got some brothers that's listening as well. Well, Happy New Year to every one of you. Oh my goodness. This is a new day, a new year with new blessings, new opportunities. Are you excited as I am? Are you getting excited? How about that? You should be already expecting God doing some great things in your life today. Today and for tomorrow to come, right? Oh my goodness, y'all. Happy New Year and happy, well, yeah, happy belated Merry Christmas. Did I just say that? Yeah, happy belated Merry Christmas. That's me. I just do me. How was your Christmas, y'all? Did y'all enjoy each other? Did y'all enjoy your family? I hope all of you were enrichly blessed by, you know, just seeing each other. You know, thank God that you were alive to see this past Christmas, right? That's the best gift right there. That's the gift that you definitely want to receive, right? Forget about the material stuff now. I mean, yeah, you know, we're happy to see them, but at the end of the day, the gift of life is the best gift of all, right? But also to be grateful and thankful that you're gifted with your family, you know, your children, your spouse, you know, your siblings, you know, and it's just peaceful, a peaceful season, a peaceful, intimate time, you know, with your loved ones, you know. So I know for me, yeah, it was just that. It was peaceful, it was intimate, it was a wonderful time to be with my loved ones. My oldest daughter was home, you know, from college, and this Christmas was special. This Christmas was different. This Christmas was, it was peaceful. You know, last year was amazing. It was awesome. But this Christmas was just what it was and what it needed to be, right? What it needed to be. It needed to be. You know, it was special, it was quiet, it was peaceful, all those great things. And so, yeah, we had a wonderful Christmas. And, you know, we're very grateful and thankful for what God has blessed us with under the tree. But at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus Christ, right? It's all about Him. And, you know, and that is the main ingredient of Christmas is Him, right? And so I hope that we took the time to acknowledge that. And even though that Christmas day, the date has expired, yet we still give God thanks anyhow. We still thank God anyhow, right? And continue on being a blessing to others. Continue to serve for others. Continue to gift others with your gifts, with your talents and all those great things, right? And yeah, so, you know, my Christmas was a blessing. No complaints, no drama, no issues or what have you. It's just what it was, you know, and I'm very thankful for that and so richly blessed by what was presiding at that time for us in my household, right? And then, of course, New Year's. New Year's came and we are here. grateful to see a new year, grateful to just, oh my goodness, man, just to be in the position where, you know, you hear God prophesying certain things through those he had called in the ministry to just to remind you of what is to come, of what to be expecting and what to look forward to, and to take each day as an expectation day. Oh, that's cool. An expectation day. Every day you should be expecting something great from God, right? I gotta write that down, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm gonna, you know, listen, I got my pen and paper. So I'm gonna, cause I'm 54. And my brain, you know, my mind is getting better, thank the Lord. It is better, right? But I'm gonna write that down. Expectation day, yes. And we definitely need to, you know, start writing things down that God pours in our spirit that really, you know, it hits you differently. It hits you differently, right? And it's probably because he wants you to act different, to respond different, to be different, you know, and to spread that excitement, that joy to others. Right? Because guess what? Everybody's going through something. Everyone is dealing with some pain. Everyone is dealing with some heartbreaks. Everyone is dealing with some hardships, right? And you may not be in that season right now dealing with that. You know, right now you're in a calm season, you know, and we all experience a calm season, right? We all do. It's not on the same time for some of us. You know, it happens. So you might be in that calm season right now. But this is the time for you not to be on vacation, but to continue to administer, right? Administer God's love towards people, because people need to be reminded that they are important, that they matter, that God loves them, that they are treasure, that they are, you know, they are here on purpose, for purpose, because there's purpose in them. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, this day is an expectation day. As I said, every day should be an expectation day, because God has something in store for all of us. I was listening to one of the preachers that I follow on YouTube, and he just blessed me, you know, when he was talking to the congregation about how we ought to really, really, you know, give God glory and praise in advance, because after all the hell we went through these past 2.5, if not 3+ years, this year is an exception. This year is where the glory will pour. The miracles will take place. This year is where the supernatural will come. This is where we've been praying for. This is the season that's coming in this year of 2023, right? And I took that personal. I really did, because I truly believe that God just planted my feet to hear that. To hear that declaration, to hear, you know, the prophecies from other ministers that I follow on YouTube as well. And it was so, so good, man. So, so good that I had to hear it twice. I had to hear it twice, because I know when I talk to God on my private time, because, you know, it's like that. You know, me and God have a conversation. You know, we have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I know I have talked to him about certain things. And, you know, of course, sometimes, you know, our mind plays tricks on us or whatever. You know, it has you sometimes think, is God really listening? Is he really paying attention? You know, is he really taking at heart what I'm saying, this, that, whatever? And yes, he is. You know, you are his child. So everything that you present to him is valuable to him. He takes it very seriously, you know. And so what I heard, that one of the prophecies from one of the ministers, that was confirmation for me. And I was just like, yes, hallelujah. You know, I was having church, you know, and everything all up in here, man. I really, really was. And so, you know, it's just confirmation, affirmation for me that, yeah, this year is just going to be explosive. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be, oh, it's going to be one of those awe-inspiring, you know, drop jaw moments. You know, like, this is God's doing and it is marvelous in my eyes kind of situation. Yes, yes, yes. So this is something, my resilient family, that you definitely need to start putting that in your daily conversations. You know what I mean? This is something that you need to start adding to when you have a conversation with yourself to, you know, to stir you up, to lift you up, you know, when we go through those rough patches, you know, and remind yourself who you are, that you are God's child and you are a winner at all times, because there's a God in you, right? There's a God in you. You are winning from victory, from victory, from victory to victory. You win, you win, you win. Even through the challenges, even through the hard times, even through the moments, you still win. You still win, right? And so, yeah, this new year, y'all, we should just truly be excited. Don't fear about whatever is going on in your life currently. Don't allow those issues or concerns or problems, you know, cloud your mind to have you believe that, oh, it's going to get really bad or it's going to get really worse. No, don't pour that out into the atmosphere. This is a brand new year, y'all. Okay, this is a brand new year. This is day 3 of 2023, y'all. And it's fresh. It's clean. It's brand new, right? It's like, you know, you bought a new outfit and, you know, and you've been anticipating that outfit. You saw it in the store and you wanted to get that thing and you put it on layaway or you put it on hold or whatever. And now you finally got it and you finally wear it and it looks so good on you. It looks really good on you. And, you know, it's all clean and crisp and nice and right. And you want to make sure it stays that way, right? You're going to take good care of it. You're going to make sure that no spot or wrinkle, no blemish of any kind gets on your new outfit, right? And so that's how we need to look at this new year. We are not going to allow no bad conversations, no negative vibes, none of that stuff, no negative energy to come and leave a blemish or a spot, you know, in your heart or in your thinking capacity. No. You're going to protect what's valuable to you at all costs. You're going to protect your mind, your heart, your ear gate, your mouth gate, your eye gate. You're going to protect at all costs. You are not going to allow negative conversations, negative feedback. You're not going to have it in your house. You're not going to have it, you know, at your job or in your office. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that, right? And so, yeah, this new year, you need to take it very personal. You need to take it very personally. You need to say, I'm taking ownership of 2023. And I'm taking ownership because, you know, I have the power within me to decide how I want this year to be a blessing to me. Because I'm the farmer. And I'm planting these seeds out. So by the time 2023 comes to an end, I'm already walking in my harvest. I'm already, you know, sitting back and just, you know, just getting a toothpick and just plucking out the blessings. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious, man. You need to take this personally. 2023 is a personal year for you. So you go ahead and just decide how you want this year to be for you. Yeah, you're not saying you're gonna be exempt from the trials and tribulations or for the challenges in your life. That's gonna come regardless, y'all. But you will know how to deal with it. You will know how to handle it. You will know who to seek first. You will know who to connect to first. And he will be your resource. He will be your protector. He will be your provider. He will be your guide. He will be everything you need to get through the challenges that is coming your direction, right? But here's the thing, you already win. Yes, you already won, honey. You are a winner. You're victorious. And that right there should just get you all hype and excited, right? All hype and excited. So first of all, I want to just go ahead and give a shout out to all of my supporters and my fans and all of my listeners out there. Y'all guys are amazing. Oh my goodness. I got my yearly my yearly report. And man, oh man, 71% increase, more people than that, more viewers or listeners, I would say, than what's, you know, than what's in my category, you know, the category that I'm in the religious category, what have you. So I'm getting more listeners than others that's been, you know, that has received. So I'm like, wow, that is okay. That's God's doing. Okay. And it's marvelous in my eyes. I'm just very humbled and grateful and thankful for that. And I'm just excited to see that there are new viewers in there. They let me know that there are new listeners. I keep saying viewers, but new listeners that has been supporting the podcast, and you know, and they are loving it. Wow. I'm like, come through. And this is just amazing. And of course, the USA is top rank in terms of the most listeners. And then, of course, you know, I have the United Kingdom and second, of course, and all the other countries that's following there. And I'm just truly grateful for every single one of you. Come through, guys. Continue to pass this out and share it along to others out there that you know that needs to be uplifted, it needs to be inspired, to be encouraged, to be reminded of, you know, their resilience. Ladies, you are strong, you are courageous, you are resilient. Come on, you gotta say that. I am strong, I'm courageous, I'm resilient. Say that again. I'm strong, I'm courageous, I'm resilient. Because look where you are now. Look where you are now. You didn't think you were going to make it last month or the month prior. You didn't think you was going to see another year. But look where you are now. You are a resilient girl. You are a strong, courageous, powerful being. And you definitely need to thank God, you know, for another day, for another chance. He still got work in you. There's still work that needs to be done for the kingdom. And there is greatness in you. Okay? He ain't through with you yet. And you shouldn't be through with you. Right? You shouldn't be through with you. You shouldn't exit off or anything like that. Right? You shouldn't, like, you know, I'm going to pack my bags and just go ahead and live like a hermit. No, girl. There's too much power in you. There's too much greatness in you. There's too much excitement in you. There's too many blessings in you, baby. Come on. There's so many people out there that is waiting for your grace, waiting for your sweetness, waiting for your love, waiting for everything that God put in you. Trust me, there are people who are waiting for that. So don't allow the enemy to shut you down. Like I said, take ownership of 2023. Make it personal for you. Okay? It's just like a relationship, you know? You protect your family at all costs. Come about it. Just talk about your kids. You know, you mama bear. I'm a mama bear. I am a mama bear. I am not no kitten. I'm serious. I got claws, honey, and I will scratch you up when it comes to my daughters. Okay, don't play with me. I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I tell people the truth. I said, listen, you know, people may assume that my husband is the grizzly bear. Mm-mm. You know, and I'm the sweet, you know, gentle mom. No, baby. I'm from the hood. Okay. There's Davis blood in me. Before I got married, there's Davis blood in me. Okay. Not when it comes to my babies. No. I am hardcore gangster when it comes to my girls, you know, because the value of who they are, I know who they are because God showed me them when they were in my womb. So they are marked by God. They are covered by God. They are anointed by God. They are special. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to the dating and all that stuff, oh, I'm hardcore with that partner. I ain't got time for the games. Okay. And I let them know too. I let the guys or whoever that they like or they want to talk to, I let them know I don't like you. I just tell okay, I don't like you. But, you know, it takes time for me to get to know you, to get to like you, you know. Okay, it takes time. I know I'm still a work in progress, I know. But when it comes to my babies, But, you know, you protect it at all costs. And you make sure that no one comes in and cause havoc or cause, you know, some disturbance, you know, when it comes to your whatever that is, whether it's your children, whether it's your life, right? And you will have like a protective shield or, you know, or something to make sure that it doesn't get contaminated, doesn't get scratched or get hurt in any form or fashion. So you need to make 2023 like, you know, like that. You know, you are taking it personal. You are protecting it at all costs, right? So yeah, guys, I want to say thank you again for the love and support. I truly, truly am grateful and I'm thankful for you guys being consistent and staying with me, even when I have not been consistent on my end. And I'm keeping it real. I haven't been consistent on my end, but yet you still continue to pour. You still continue to share. And I'm so forever grateful. The numbers don't lie. And I'm just thankful for the blessings of what God is doing through this podcast, right? So I wanted to come on here and just give you a little love nugget. And, you know, it's about a new thing. It's about a new thing. It's all about the new thing. What is your new thing? What is your new thing, baby? You know, forget the New Year's resolutions. I think that's all played out. You know, I didn't even watch like the New Year's Rockin' Eve and everything like that. I don't even really watch that stuff anymore like I used to. You know, after Dick Clark passed away, I really don't watch it anymore. You know, honestly, I just pretty much fade away from it. And plus, I was watching, you know, watch night services and stuff like that or whatever, just to keep my spirit, you know, afloat and keep it going, what have you. So, but I know, I don't know, people still make their New Year's resolutions. And to me, I think it's just basically played out because, you know, majority of people don't even commit to it. You know, you start off with it at the beginning of the year. You may pass off that week. You like, okay, good for me. I passed this week. Just move on to the next week. And then you get there. And then after that third week, you start to trail back a little bit. And, you know how it goes. You don't really stay committed to it, right? So I'm like, what is your new thing now? What is the new thing that you decide once and for all that I'm going to do, that I'm not going to allow my life, my issues, myself, my insecurities, my fears, I'm not going to allow all of that stuff to roll over into this new year and start contaminating, you know, this new year. You know, I refuse. Like I said, you got to take ownership of 2023. This is for you. This is personal for you, right? And you just gotta say no more. So I'm doing a new thing, right? It's a new thing, right? Because here's the thing, God says in his word, can't you see I'm doing a new thing? Get excited about that. I'm doing a new thing for you. Don't ponder on the past no more. Don't cry over the old stuff no more. That's old stuff. And walk into the new thing that I have for you. I created this new year for you. Get excited about that, right? And in that new year, there are new blessings, there are new opportunities, there are new journeys, there are new relationships. Oh my goodness, there's so much. There's so much, right? So what is your new thing? What is it that you are initiating now in your life? And I'm going to share a couple of things that maybe you may want to add to, if not already, you already have it on your list. The new thing is giving thanksgiving, right? Start this day, each day, giving thanks to God that, yeah, I'm alive. God, thank you for waking me up this morning. God, thank you for my children. Thank God that they're at peace of mind. Thank God that my daughter is doing well in college. Thank God for safety, oh God. Thank God for a home, Lord. Not just a house, but a home where there's peace in my home, where there's love in my home. It wasn't like that all the time. But God, I know that you are working things out. You are removing things out. Thank you, God, for peace in my home. You know what I'm saying? Give God thanks every single day and even through the course of the day, right? You could just say, God, I thank you that I'm able to write my name. Ooh, come on. God, I'm thankful that I can write. Right? Because we take these little things for granted and we don't realize how valuable writing is or using our fingers and our hands until we see someone that is paralyzed from the waist down. Think about that, right? And so sometimes you just have to, you know, look at where you are at that moment and just say, wow, God, I'm grateful that I still have lights. I'm grateful that I have heat. God, I'm grateful because 6 years ago it wasn't like this. 6 years ago I was struggling. You know what I'm saying? And here you are. Look what God did, the overflow. Woo! The favor. Woo! In your life. Girl, come on. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to exalt him that way every single day. When you pour out to him like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. And every day it's a new thing. You add to the list of being grateful. You add to the list of what you're being grateful about. Because you may not remember everything at this moment, but God bless you the next day. Then you go ahead, you go through the course of the day, and then the next day comes, and then you're like, God, oh, I'm grateful that I can see. I'm grateful, God, that I can watch TV at peace. I'm grateful, God, that I have a backyard. I'm grateful, God, that I have a patio. You know, I'm grateful, God, that I can be a blessing to my neighbors. I'm grateful, God, that you have supplied more than enough in my life that I'm able to share to those who are in need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, y'all. We you know, that's what we need to start doing. It's a new thing that you are initiating in your new year. Right? And it feels so good to be a giver and not always getting. It feels so good to be a giver and not always getting. We got to ask God to help us to stop being so selfish. You know what I mean? And be selfless and be a giver to those who are in need. And it doesn't always have to be monetary. It doesn't always have to be dollar signs. It doesn't always have to be material. It just could be words of comfort, words of hope, you know, just a conversation, just a general decent conversation. You know, don't contaminate the conversation with negative or gossipy garbage. You know what I mean? Because they've probably been exposed to that too much in their home. Come on. You know what I mean? And they've probably gotten to the point now they are just tired of hearing that toxic conversation. And they just for once want to be in an adult, mature conversation and just talk about general things and getting inspired. You know what I'm saying? So yes, you know, make that a new thing for you by being, you know, giving thanks and sharing that Thanksgiving with others as well, right? The next thing is, as I just started saying, giving to others. Be a blessing to others, man. There's people out here that are still broken, that are still heartbroken, that are still going through some hardships, that are still, you know, depressed, oppressed, they're still challenging, you know, going through some challenges in their life. And you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what they're dealing with. And even though they may come in with a smile, that doesn't mean that they came in it when they, you know, when it was in their car, when it was driving to work. It doesn't mean they woke up with a smile. It doesn't mean that they, you know, that everything has been going great in their life, you know, for the past several days, weeks, or months, right? You know, that smile is a mask that they, you know, they're just hiding the pain and the hurt, and they just don't know what else to do, or they just need some type of answer, You know, they probably have talked to God about what's going on in their heart. And here you come, God will pour something in your spirit to minister to them. And they like, wow, that's confirmation. I needed to hear that. You don't know what I'm going through, sis, but I'm so thankful for you. I thank God for you that you spoke into my heart. You spoke into my spirit. Giving to others, man, is such a wonderful thing, because you know why? Because somebody gave to you one time. And how did that make you feel? When you were going through a hard time, when you were going through a hard moment in your life, but somebody came around, hugged you, held your hand, looked you in the eyes and said, God loves you. God has great things in store for you. Girl, I don't know what you're going through, but keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Keep on moving. Keep running. Don't stop. Don't quit. Girl, come on. You are strong. You are courageous. You are resilient. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You know, giving to others, make that your new thing, baby. Giving to others every day. It could be, you know, be a blessing and pay for their lunch. Be a blessing and, you know, why not take them shopping? You know what I'm saying? I know that kind of like, burr, burr. Take them where? Take them shopping. What? Yeah, why not? And especially God has been pouring in your finances for a while, man. And you have more than enough. Baby doll, come on. And here's the thing. You've been pouring into the people that is very personal to you, but they haven't really received it the way they should have. And it hurted you. And you don't know what to do about that. You don't know if you should continue to pour into them, even though they're not truly appreciative of what you've been pouring out to them financially. So why don't you go ahead and make a shift? Why don't you go ahead and turn right and go ahead and bless your neighbor, your sister friend, your coworker, and especially if they are celebrating something, you know, great in their life, like a birthday, you know, take them out to lunch and go ahead and take them out to Macy's or take them out to Nordstrom's or take them someplace and say, girl, go ahead and buy you something. I want to bless you today. You know what I'm saying? Come on with it. You know, and it may not even have to be Nordstrom money or Macy's money. It could be anything. You know, whatever God pours in your heart to do, you go ahead and do it. Hey, you can go to Burlington Coat Factory. I don't care. You know, Burlington got some good stuff. Okay. TJ Maxx. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, you go to those places, you know, and just be a blessing to that sister. Be a blessing, right? Because we've been there, done that. When we go ahead and pour into the people that is personal to us, our family, loved ones, and they don't know how to appreciate it. You know, they always got something sarcastic to say. They always got some negative vibes or something, you know, whatever. And it bothers you. It hurts you. And you still continue to do it. But after a while, you know, you're like, you know what? I'm shutting this down. I'm going to go ahead and bless somebody else. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, I'm trying to remember where I believe that there was this rich man that he had a party, and he had all of the fixings, he had everything all set up, and he had already sent out the invitations to these high dignitaries, to these very important people, you know, and they didn't come. They had excuse after excuse. Everyone had an excuse and a reason why they couldn't come or why they didn't want to come or whatever the case may be. And he was not pleased. He was not pleased with that because, you know, the relationship that he had with these people, you know, what he had sacrificed, what he had put in, what he poured in, and yet they're going to shut him down like that. You know what I'm saying? He had poured his heart, his love, his time, his everything. He blessed them beyond measures and all of that. And they did not receive it well. They just took him for granted. Right. And he just like, you know what? Go out in the streets and grab the homeless. Go out and get the neighbors. Go out and get the gardener and his family. Come on in. And they came in and they were blessed beyond measure, right? So likewise, if you are dealing with that kind of situation in your life where you got people that you've been pouring in, that you have been given to, that you have blessed them beyond measures, and yet they still don't know how to be appreciative, boo-boo, go on out the door. Go on to the right side, honey, and go ahead and grab your coworkers, grab your boss, grab your sister friend, and bless them. I guarantee you, they will take that at heart, and they will just be so forever grateful for what you poured into them. Come on, somebody, right? The next thing, ladies, that you need to do in terms of your new thing is giving your talents. Giving your talents, your gifts, your ministry, right? I told you before, there are people who are waiting for what you have inside of you, right? Don't allow the enemy, don't allow any negative energy to come in and rob you for what God has already have already implemented in you, right? You are a powerful, strong being. There is anointing in you. There's power in you. There's greatness in you. He has planted powerful, anointed, life-changing seeds in you. Whatever gifts, talents, skills you got going on, baby girl, you better go ahead and do it now. This is your year. I told you, take 2023 and make it personal for you. Okay? You are the narrator of this year. You start the story, and you're going to have a very high ending, a very positive ending. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead and execute in your gifts, execute in your talents. You go ahead and be a blessing to others. Go ahead and write that book. Go ahead and finish that chapter. Go ahead and put it out there on Amazon. Go ahead and get that publisher going. Go ahead and let people know what you're doing, right? You know, because you have a testimony. You have multiple testimonies, and you know what that testimony, it has helped you. It has saved you. It has delivered you. It has kept you. Guess what? It's going to do the same thing for somebody else out there, right? You have a business. You have skills in the kitchen, okay? You know how to create phenomenal meals, whether you are vegan, whether you are Southern, you have Southern style dishes or whatever it is. Girl, write your cookbook. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead and do a live, you know, a live show on your Instagram account. Come on with it. Do what you gotta do, baby. And yeah, I know there's other people that's doing that, but guess what? They broke the barrier for you. They broke the barrier for you, right? Okay? They opened up the social media doors for you to go ahead and start pouring out and start giving out, you know, your ideas, your skills, your visions, your dreams, all of that, right? Because what God put in them, you know, what God put in you may not have been in them. Yeah, they execute great things and they publish out great things. They're doing all kinds of wonderful things. And I'm super duper proud, you know, of all of those great social media celebrities, if you will. Right. But now it's your turn. God has something in you that needs to be executed out for those individuals to grab a hold on. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might be all about education, you know, and you see that the at the school system or and even in social media or virtual world, when it comes to education, you notice there's some things are not that is not there, and you have the tools, you have the vision of how to make things different, how it really can impact that child, that teenager's life. Baby doll, go on and make it happen. Do it. Do you. Right? It's a new thing. And here's the thing. God is still polishing those areas in your life. He's still, you know, sewing in some things in your life. But what he has already finished, you could take that and go right along with it. Just go run, move forward, go press, go push, go pull, do what you gotta do. Yeah, pull in the blessings, pull in the people the resources that could be a blessing in your business, right? Those of you who are starting businesses, right? You probably started, this past year, and you know, you definitely see it growing and doing great things. Girl, make it happen. You know, pull in the resources of people that definitely wants to work, that definitely wants to do something. You know, you don't know how it can truly impact you, that person as well. Everybody's winning, you know, because it's a winning team. It's a winning environment. It's a winning business. It's a winning ministry. You know, it's like a domino effect. You win, she wins, he wins, everybody wins. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want. That's what you're thriving for this year of 2023, right? It's a new thing. Say it. It's a new thing. Come on with it. It's a new thing that I'm doing. It's a new thing that I'm presenting. It's a new thing, right, that I'm executing. You know, each day you need to go ahead and create a new thing, because God is doing a new thing on your behalf. Get excited, right? So don't start having that stinking thinking, honey. It's going to take time to really start to, renew your mind. Because every day we got to ask God, Lord, renew my way of thinking. Renew my mind, oh Lord. Help me not to ponder on the negative, but to ponder on your greatness, to ponder on the positive, to ponder on the great things of what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will continue to do. Right? Get back into his word if you haven't done so already, and just pull out the promises of what God said that he has already established. It's already done. You just have to have faith in that thing, man, and know it's already happening for you. It's happening in the spiritual realm. You don't see it in the physical, but you know it's already done. It's already done. It's already done, right? So, baby, it's a new thing. Come on. It's a new thing, right? Get excited about that. And that's all I wanted to share. That is all I wanted to share with y'all today. Just keep it simple and sweet and quick. But baby, it's a new thing, right? Take ownership of 2023. This is personal for you, right? I don't know what you want to see birth out on 2023. Your story is different than my story. Your vision is different than my vision, right? And so you need to take ownership to that. So you need to do whatever you need to do to see that vision before you, right? The vision, make it plain, take it and run. Go with it, baby girl. Do what you gotta do, right? Go ahead and start your journal. Go ahead and start documenting each day, you know, what God is doing in your life. And things may not have happened yet, but yet you know in your spirit that things are stirring up. You know, things are happening in your life, man. And you are so excited about it because you know it's a new thing. God said in his word, it's a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Can't you see? Can't you see? You gotta look, y'all. Y'all gotta look. Take off the shades. Take off the glass. Honey, you gotta look and see the new things that he's doing for you, in you, through you, around you. Come on. Get excited, y'all. It's a new thing in 2023. So listen, y'all. I want you all to have a good day. I want you all to have a good night. I want you all to have a good week or a good weekend, depending on, you know, who's listening to me, depending on the time frame. But I just want you to just stay encouraged, to stay motivated. Don't give up. Don't overwhelm yourself about tomorrow. Because Jesus said tomorrow has enough problems on its own. You don't need to be wasting your energy worrying about tomorrow, the what ifs. Jesus already has established the what ifs. Okay, think about today. Walk in your abundance today, right? And just be exceedingly glad of the abundance that God is pouring in your life. Yes, amen, amen. Now listen, I'm gonna go now. Yes, I am. I'm gonna go now. But you know what? I wanted to bring to your attention too as well that I came across, and this is actually was a while ago. I think about, I don't know, maybe, well, I came across it about maybe about a month or so ago, where, you know, those of you who listen to my podcast on Spotify, that you can actually respond. Okay, you can actually respond, and that you can comment, you know, on the episode, and all those things. And I know for me, I can actually, you know, write a question or put down a thought for you listeners, and you guys can go ahead and respond to that. So y'all pray for me to be consistent on that too, to go ahead when I, you know, post my episode or what have you, to go ahead and, you know, jot down a question or a thought, for you ladies, and for the guys as well. And go ahead and respond to that. You know, like I said, this year is going to be different, y'all, because I want to hear from you. I want to really hear from you all. And even if you're not listening to it on Spotify, you may be listening from CastBox or, you know, or from any other outlet out there, you know, go ahead and respond and share your thoughts. Even if I don't put a post, a comment or a question or what have you, go ahead and show your love. Show your love, right? And let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods or what's going on the other side of the globe, right? I want to hear from my Canadian family. I want to hear from my Australian family. I want to hear from my Portugal family. I want to hear from y'all. Okay, I do. I want to hear from you. Okay, because you are a resilient family, right? And I just want to you know, see that and definitely respond back to let you know, hey, I saw, I'm blessed, I'm grateful, I love you guys, you are amazing, keep dominating, keep persevering, don't cave in, don't quit, keep pressing, right? So yeah, guys, go ahead and check that out. Again, if you don't see a comment or a question, just go ahead and you know, and put your personal comments on there and just share how overall, you know, this podcast has been a blessing to you. Especially for those of you who have been consistent and, you know, listening to the podcast since I started. And just let me know, you know, how God has really changed a lot of things in your life. Right? Get excited, y'all. So listen, I'm going to close up with a prayer. And guys, have a good day. Have a good evening. Don't stress about nothing. Right? Just be grateful about everything that God has done in your life. Right? So God, thank you for this new year. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you for new things. Thank you for new adventures. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the overflow of what you have available for us. Help us, oh Lord, to take ownership of what is already given to us, and that we apply it according to your biblical principles. We apply it according to how you see fit. Help us, oh Lord, not to maintain that selfish attitude, but to be selfless in our giving, to be consistent in our giving, to go ahead and pour into the heart of those that are in need right now of you. There's so many people that are going through as well as we are going through, because you know our struggles, you know our hardships, you know what we're going through right now. But you've been teaching us not to ponder on ourselves, but to be a blessing on somebody else, because you will take care of us on the back end. But on the front end, we are supposed to go ahead and be a blessing to others with the gifts, the talents, with the callings, with the purpose and the ministries that you poured into us, right? Because what you have for us is supposed to be a blessing to others, so they can go ahead and rise up and start and stirring up the gifts that's inside of them, and they could go ahead and start executing the gift of giving. Thank you, Lord, for this new year. Thank you, Lord, for the new opportunities that is coming our way. Thank you, God, for the new relationships. Thank you, God, for the new jobs, the new promotions. Thank you for all that you have. Thank you for a new heart. Thank you for a new understanding. Thank you for fresh wisdom. Thank you, God. Thank you for you. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you, God, not giving up on us. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you have given us. And even if you don't give us another thing, we are so abundantly blessed and grateful and thankful. We just say thank you, God. Thank you for the new thing. In Jesus' name, amen.